Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. Let's get started. A special thanks to my sponsor for the segment, C. Nagatani Farms. Thank you so much, Allison, to you and your amazing family. Now, this is our last recipe for the week, and this is the one that it's not really difficult, but it does require just a little bit more attention. This is my recipe for chewy caramel. And with chewy caramel, the sky's the limit. I mean, you can put this on apples, you can do whatever you want, but I promise the best way to do this is quite simply just make the caramels and enjoy them. So delicious, so lush, chewy caramels, there's just no way you could go wrong. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need is 1 stick of butter. Now remember, my yield is always for 4 people. We don't eat a lot of candy in my family, so if you wanted to do a lot of this, you just got to make the recipe a little bit more, you know, always start by doubles first. Don't ever just start throwing a bunch of stuff in, because one thing with precise recipes, in order for them to be so great, is we just got to follow simple rules. 1 stick of butter is going to go into a nice open saute pan. And we're going to start with 1 cup of brown sugar. Now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to whisk all that together. If you have a wooden whisk, that works a lot better than a metal whisk, because we don't want to scrape our Teflon, or a rubber whisk is even better. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to mix all of that together. We want this heat to be at a medium. I don't want it high. If it's too high, that sugar is going to burn really fast, and it's going to mess up fast too. If it's too low, we're going to be there forever. So medium is perfect for this. Now, we're going to go ahead and let this start bubbling. Now, what we're looking for when we mix this is we want some really, really deep bubbling to happen here. And it's almost going to look like foam, because there's going to be so much bubbles. Once we start seeing that the brown sugar and the butter are starting to get really, really dark, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add 1/2 cup of heavy cream. Once I add my 1/2 cup of heavy cream, I'm going to go ahead and let that still keep bubbling. Now, this is where we get our thermometers out, because it's very, very important to make sure. And the temperature I'm looking at for this is 227 degrees. Once I hit 227 degrees, and you can imagine 227 degrees is way, way, way above boiling. Boiling occurs at 212 degrees. So 227 is hot. Do not get any of this on you, please. And if you do, run it under cold water immediately. Do not try to peel the liquid caramel off of your arm, because it will probably take your skin off. I don't want that to happen. We're going to go ahead and pour that into a nice pan, like a baking sheet. Put that inside of your freezer or your refrigerator for 20 minutes. Pull it out, cut it, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.